Andrea Plumbing.
Yes, hi. Hi, Sue. This is Catherine from Local Splash.
Hi, Catherine. So, customer called, right? That screenshot I sent you?
Yeah.
831 phone number, right? The 3419.
Yes,
they
I answered.
It connected. Nothing. I couldn't hear anything. The time keeps running on the Local Splash app, right? It goes 10.
But you're not able to hear anything, right?
Right. I'm unable to hear them. And then I go to the app, and it shows that they left a voicemail, but it's just loading. I can't play it. And then for the last 5-10 callers that left me voicemails, same thing. So that's one thing I forgot to mention to you guys, too.
Sure. No worries. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention.
Go back on my call list. You can see all the ones that left voicemails, right? You cannot even listen to it.
Okay. I will definitely have our technical team look into that, too.
I totally forgot to tell you guys that. Look, see, even of the SOS in March 22nd, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They left one, right? I can't, if I click it, it just says it's loading, right? It has a little star thing that's loading and it just won't play. If you go down on, March 20th and all that, you look at all those calls. It's just loading. You cannot even listen to the voice message that they left. So that's also another thing. You guys, I forget to tell you guys that, but if you go and listen to all the voicemails that they've left, so for the last five, right now, I'm even checking. I cannot even listen to any one of them. So,
I completely understand that, too, and I really, really do appreciate you bringing that to our attention. For sure, I'll add that to the information that we have forwarded to our technical team about the issues that you're having. We spoke yesterday about the option of having another device, right? Because we're looking into it, the possibility of, it being device related. Because if you look into the dashboard, like the whole dashboard, not the app, so if you get into the dashboard, the regular one, I did listen to the voicemail for the most recent call that you have, which is the one ending in 3491, and I'm able to play the voicemail that was left.
Really? On the dashboard?
Yes.
So you're thinking
the one dated today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they could just be not following through.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be. It could be. I mean, I'm not saying that there's something wrong with your phone, but it could be. So we would really appreciate it if you do have another device that we can use for now.
So what I do is download the app and log in, right?
Yeah, but you have to log out of the current device because our app can only support one. So you have to log out of the current device and then log before you log into the new device.
Okay. Do I need to provide the phone number of the new device or no?
Well, I would have to confirm that. Let me see if I can get a confirmation real quick. Give me one second.
It's an app, right? And it's
hold on. Let's see. Let me take a look. Okay, I'm just waiting for a confirmation from our technical team, Sue, if we would be needing your phone's, the other phone's number, so we can get that completely set up on the new device. And, but basically, I did go over a lot of leads out here, and I was able to play those that You could actually even go to it right now. Do you know how to go through the regular dashboard?
No, so I'm going to log in right now. So let's...
Okay. Yeah.
How do we take care
of you have the link? Do you know what the link is?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. So you will have the same credentials. I'm going to send it to you via text. Give me one quick second. Okay, I'm going to send it to your phone number on file, which is the one ending in 8187. Just log in, click on the link, and then just enter your username and password.
Wait, so why did we need to get on this link again? Because I thought I was going to...
Yes, this is the regular dashboard. I was just giving you a reference that though you're not able to hear them, it's loading on the app, you are able to play the voicemails.
Okay, can I just do it on the computer? Is that fine too?
I'm sorry?
Can I do it on the computer? Is that fine?
Yeah, of course, you can do that.
So what's the...
You can use the same link. Yeah, you can use the same link on our computer.
Localsplash.com, right, and you just log in?
Yes, my.localsplash.com.
I'm sorry, was it? Oh,
my. Yes, okay. my.localsplash.com.
Got it, so. Log in. Okay, we'll see if
Okay, so they're saying they do not need another phone number, Sue. Let me see. Hold on. My apologies.
I mean, it shouldn't, right? Because it's ringing through the app, so everything else is fine. But once I'm logging to the app on any device, it should ring through the app, right? So I... Hey, Catherine.
Yes.
Catherine, right? Sorry.
Yes.
So my Localsplash login, hold on, let me see what my credential is. I have it here. If I can't log in, you should be able to provide that, or no, my credentials for login.
Oh, your credentials? I would have to double check, because if you... All right. Unfortunately, no, because I noticed you changed your password to only you know the password.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I need to try to find. Localsplash. Oh, man.
Also, so this is what our technical team has to say about the current issue you're having. So we will be switching to another device, right? So what you need to do is for you to log out and then delete the app on the current device. So log out, delete the app, and then you can, you know, install the app on the new device that we will be, you know, you will be using. However, it would be best to update the phone number. Okay, because this is something that we need to link to the app. We have to make sure that the linking or the syncing does not fail.
Okay. Okay, anyways, I'm here into the dashboard now, so where do I go to that?
Yeah, so if you go to the dashboard, do you see there are options like leads?
Uh-huh, I see that.
Okay.
Did we go to leads?
Yes, go to leads. And you're using a computer, right?
No. The computer's not working, so I'm using my phone.
So you go to leads. Okay. You're going to see there all the leads that come in. So you could try to click on the first lead. It's going to show the history.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, under history, just find the one from today, which is dated to 3/27.
Okay, 831.
Yes, and then you can play it. You can play the recording.
Right, that's my conversation with me calling her back, though, right?
Yes, but you can find the rest of the previous calls. Yep, you can see the rest of the previous calls, so you can play them all.
Well, her call, okay, because I got a missed call from, this is 847. So, hold on, let me go back here. So, 847.
So you could play the one from 8:39. I think that's the one when she left the voicemail.
Correct. But how do I find that? Okay. Okay, I see. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was able to.
So it played right?
I played it and I put it on speaker. Can you hear it or no?
Oh, no, I'm not able to hear it.
Oh. All right, so, that's fine. Okay, so then on the dashboard, okay, now I got it.
So on the regular dashboard, it does play, but okay. You're having issues on the app, so. We're thinking that temporarily, of course, the fix would be to change phones for now. Again, log out and delete the app on the current one, and then you can install the app onto the new device. However, we may have to update the number that we need to direct the calls from our call tracking, so to make sure that the app does not meet a failure due to the phone number.
Okay, so can we test it before changing the phone number, or should we change it?
I'll send the information. Can I get the phone number now so they can go ahead and update the phone number as we speak before you download anything?
Yes, so area code is 951-378-3928. That's going to be my personal phone. And if we don't have to change it, I'd rather leave it on the other phone.
Okay, anyway, remember, this is just a number where we direct calls. This is not something that people are going to see online. Okay, they're still going to see the call tracking number. We're just redirecting to a new number until we get it fixed.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Hold on.
So we will change that number then?
Yeah, so for now, since we're changing phones, if ever a potential customer calls in, then it should go to your phone number. 951-378-3928. Since that is going to be the new phone that you're going to be using for the app. For
right,
now.
Right.
As a temporary
now.
Fix.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Again, the phone number is 951-378-3928. I'm just waiting for a confirmation that it has already been updated so you can move forward and, you know, like log into the app or download the app from here.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you know shortly, okay?
Okay.
And again, if after the temporary fix that we will be doing, you're still encountering the same issue, then let us know. Hopefully
sure.
not. Hopefully not. Okay. Anyways, as a temporary as well, is that you do know that the dashboard would be working if it's not working on the app, so you do have a backup just in case.
Correct.
All right. So I did get a confirmation already that the number that we route calls to has already been updated to your personal phone. So you can now go ahead and delete or log out first, log out of the app, and then delete the app. And then install it on the new phone.
Okay, hold on. So So log out and then uninstall, right?
Yes, log out and then delete the app.
Okay, so we'll just flash on this home. Log out and then delete the app, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm removing the app, delete app. So now I'm going to my other phone and I'm going to install the app to that phone, correct?
Yes.
So. Okay, let me see. The App Store. And it's going to be Local Splash. And then same login credentials though, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I don't know why the laptop wouldn't let me log in to the Local Splash, the, what do we call that?
Dashboard?
Dashboard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you provide, did you try to enter the same credentials? Were you
So what happened was when I hit the login, I went to mylocalsplash.com, right? And then I hit login, and it opened up another window, but it was just, that window was just blank.
That's weird.
That's why I had to log into my phone, but that's fine, yeah, no worries.
Okay.
It keeps saying update the latest version of the app. So if I'm downloading the app, it should be already at its latest version, right?
Yep, should be. Is it still giving you that error?
Oh, no. This is just getting into the app.
Okay.
It's just saying for me to download the latest app, but I don't know why it would say that.
Hold on, let's see. Where did you try to get the app, though?
From App Store.
Okay. Yeah, it should be the updated one. That's weird.
All right. App Store, and I hit download or whatever, or get, right? And
then
it's finished, but it kind of had a little prompt. So I just went to continue. It says app permission. So microphone, do we need to turn that on? Yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's asking for a code. Do I need a code? We just need to log in, right? So
that's weird.
It's asking for a code, right? To enter and all that.
Let's see. Hold on.
It says, welcome to Local Splash. Enter your phone number to get started. So
yes.
Would I do this? Just put this current device phone number or... the old phone number.
It has to be your, hold on, let me see here. Give me one quick second, to change the username. Hold on, give me one quick second, okay? I'll let you know, okay? I'm asking them what number you should be putting in.
Thank you.
run that King Park.
Right now?
Yeah, the apartment's out there.
I think
for another unit, for another building.
Did you get an answer back yet?
Yes, I do not have an answer yet, but we'll be getting one soon, okay? I'm thinking one, you know, tech person that I'm working on with when it comes to your account is currently on break. He should be back in 15 minutes, though. Can I call you back? Is that okay? In 15 minutes?
Sure, yeah. Yes. Try. I may be on the road, but... everything's all through the mobile app anyways, right? So it should be, yeah. Well, yes.
And no worries. I'll definitely make sure you get that all done within the day. Okay?
Just a reminder, we did log out of the app and uninstalled it. So right now, currently, if they're calling, I'm not receiving any calls, right? So.
No, definitely that's not the case. If they're calling, it should still go to the new phone number that we updated it to. But it's not going to go through the app. It's going to go directly to your phone.
Oh, so it's going to ring to the new phone number now.
Yes, correct. You're still going to get calls.
Right? They don't see the phone number. It's just that it connects to the phone.
You got it correct.
Okay. And I have another question, Kathy.
Yeah.
This morning, Kate, I got a text, right? And it says, from Logo Splash, from you guys. It just says, Logo Splash, Sue. We are forwarding you a new lead from your Google Verified ad campaign. We suggest contacting the lead as soon as possible. And that's the phone number, right?
Yeah.
For more, visit localwithmylocalsplash.com. So I went to go check on the Local Splash app. It didn't show no missed phone call, or it didn't show that they attempted to call me or anything, right? Like, can you explain why that phone number just came up? I haven't tried calling them back yet.
Yes. Well, no worries. Looking into it right now. Is it the one ending in 9574?
Correct.
Yes, this may be actually, I'm looking into it. Yes, there's no call, but this may be a message lead. I do see you turned on the message lead, so. And it does contain the information. It says clean out needs snaking to street or something. This is what I do see.
Is it that one? Clean out needs snake? Okay. I'm confused. Okay. So how come that follow-up text from Local Splash is not coming instantly? It's coming like the next morning because they text last night, right, at 8:26 p.m. You're talking about the one that says clean out needs snaking to street, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because
you've got your lead. Let's see here.
Because I got a text, right? It's just from a random phone number, right? That's whatever, right? 512 phone number. But it says that, right? You have a new message from customer via Google service ad, customer location, and then it just says a message, right?
Yeah.
And then it says notes from LSA, right? Local Splash, whatever that is. And then this is respond to customer. So then this morning I got that text stating that I should follow up. Shouldn't it be
instant instead of a half day later, or?
Well, this may have to something to do with the hours of operation, but I'll look into this as well.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah, because if you do see here, your hours of operation is just 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we're kind of like matching it to that as well. That's why most of the times we do recommend a 24/7 hours of operation, but if it's not something you want to do, then it really may have something to do with the hours of operation. That's why you're receiving it before it turns 8, of course. It sounds about almost 7 a.m., right?
Yeah, and here one more thing that I maybe should let you know, or I don't know if this matters, but for some reason my Google account, I have two business Google accounts. I'm not saying two, but I'm not sure if that's normal, but one actually says 8 to 5 or something like that, and the other one actually says 24 hours, right? Like it's,
that's weird. Okay, hold on. Let me take a look at that. Give me one quick second.
Which is fine, but I don't know.
Two.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Two of your Google business profile?
Yes. Do you see that, or are you aware of that?
Hold on. I'm looking into it right now. Give me one quick second.
Because I know I have one where I can adjust and put 8 to 5, and I could turn off the, you know, and things like that, right? And there's one where it actually says 24 hours. So I don't know if you want to look up Yang's Ring Plumbing, or I don't know what you can do, but it's fine that it's kind of like that, I guess, because there's times where I'll take night calls and whatnot, or weekends, too.
Well, actually, I do understand you may actually say it's fine, but on our end, it wouldn't be fine because it's going to be affecting your visibility and ranking. It's going to be affecting the optimization that's being done to your business if you're having two Google business profiles. But yeah. I only see one, though.
Okay, you don't see one. Okay, yeah. That's right. Why it... That,
but if ever you happen to see that, you know, let's say, of course, you do some search and you're able to see that you have to, can you please take a screenshot or give us the link where you found it so we can go ahead and check on it? It's just that currently I'm seeing only one, so we're not going to be able to take an action. But again, if you're able to provide that information, then we will get the other one taken off because it's going to be affecting the results that you're getting.
Okay. All right. Well, no worries.
Okay.
I just thought at one point
Any other question you have? That's okay. You know, it's a very good thing that you're actually letting us know of these because, of course, there may be certain aspects that we may not be catching, like, the way you do. So thank you so much for that. But we've got some fixed about those, and we'll definitely get those taken care of.
So, okay, so my actual business page will be, what's my business hours? Monday to Friday, 8 to 5?
That's Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, 8 to 6. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then, okay, and how about the Google Guaranteed or whatever that is? Are those showing the same hours as well?
Yes, usually.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, that's fine. Yeah, let me know when you do get it. So right now, to my understanding, if callers are calling, it should come to the, even if I don't have, I'm not logging the local splash, it should still come in, right?
Yes, correct. It should still come in.
Okay. Can we do a test on that? Just so you can call me to just make sure it is ringing on my end. So I don't miss any customers.
Hold on. Okay. Give me one quick second. I'm just going to give you a call.
So now it should be ringing my personal number. The other.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try that.
Give me one quick second. Can I end this call so I can go ahead and call your call tracking? Okay.
Yes.